With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Bree Ripley. A Canadian mining company and a pair of conservation groups have finalized agreements they say will protect two tributaries of the Yellowstone River and part of a crucial migration corridor for thousands of elk from Yellowstone National Park. The Toronto-based mining company donated 549 acres and its water rights for the tributaries near the company's former Mineral Hill mine site that closed in 2001. Kinross Gold President J. Paul Rawlinson signed the agreements Thursday in Jardine with representatives of Trout Unlimited and the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Caroline Bird is executive director of the Greater Yellowstone Coalition, a conservation organization that was not involved in the outcome of this particular agreement, but cares deeply about protecting the land, water, and wildlife within the region. I spoke with her while she and a couple others were on their way out to the formal event.
We stopped an emigrant on our way to Jardine and stopped for a really good barbecue sandwich.
Bird said that Thursday's agreement creates a bright new future for the old mining community of Jardine.
This is a future for outfitting, for hunting, for recreation, for access. I mean, this is kind of what we want to have happen and the progress and the movement we want to see again and again of this positive momentum towards conservation and protection of this remarkable place that we call Greater Yellowstone.
The announcement comes as local residents and businesses are trying to stop two new gold mines proposed in the same area north of Yellowstone. The Greater Yellowstone Coalition is actively campaigning against those mines. So Bird says there's a little bit of irony there. But nevertheless, she and her allies in conservation are not going to dwell on that today.
Today is about the celebration and not taking away of the good work that's been done by all these organizations in this community for so long to kind of wrap this up and make it into a real conservation success. And those are the kind of celebrations we want to be having all the time.
The three members of the state's congressional delegation and Deputy Interior Secretary David Bernhardt also attended the event in Jardine. Senator Steve Daines wrote on Twitter, quote, "Kinross, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Trout Unlimited. You've shown us that we can have it all in Montana." Bree Ripley, YPR News.